This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. People will follow a person who knows where he's going. They will also listen to a person who knows what he's talking about. That's the thrust of the last half of today's verse. The Word of God is given in order that you and I might learn how to regulate our affairs and conduct our lives to the glory of God. But we mustn't stop there. We are not islands cut off from the needs of humanity. We must roll up our sleeves and lend a hand. One of the great needs in the Church of Jesus Christ today is the need for wise counselors. People are confused. Strange voices are heard in the land, luring the people of God into the blind alleys of heresy and false doctrines. Cults abound. Mom and dad send their children off to school. When they return, their heads are filled with nonsense, spawned by something called the new morality and greater permissiveness. Seminaries that once rang true and clear in their teaching that the Bible is the true Word of God now produce Christian workers who wonder about those things. In the midst of all this stands the Christian who earnestly seeks the will of God, but is confused as to which way to turn, which way to go, what to do. Thus, the urgent need for the wise counselor. It is interesting to note that among the mighty men of God brought to David the king was a band of wise counselors. The Bible says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." The thing that made these men valuable was the fact that they understood the times in which they lived. Now let me say a word to that point. I do not believe that a person gains that kind of knowledge by reading all the latest novels, by studying all the latest philosophies, by wasting hours of valuable time sitting through the endless variety of motion pictures from Hollywood that are supposed to speak to today's situation. Most of those things simply fill your head with garbage, poison, or chaff. The thing that gives a person an understanding of the times is an understanding of the needs, hurts, and problems of the people around him. So let me suggest two things that will help you attain unto wise counsels. First, become people-oriented. Let your life be open and responsive. Find out what people are thinking by talking to them directly. The Bible says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." If you do that, people will let down the barriers, open up, and share their lives. Friends do that. Second, study the book of Proverbs. This book is filled with ancient wisdom that is good advice for any age. There is something for the business executive. There's something for the mother and father, the son or the daughter. There is help for the sinner and for the saint. One helpful method of study is to make a list of the various themes that are dealt with and begin to record the verses that speak to that theme. You will be amazed at the wealth of wisdom you will find. That which God gives you is not to be clung to selfishly. It is meant to be shared. We are not meant to be reservoirs of knowledge, but channels of blessing. Pray for wisdom and understanding to be a wise counselor in a day in which they are desperately needed. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship